$10,482, Wyatt F. and Elizabeth A. Hammond, Route 16, east of Bayfront Road, being in Lot 49, Block 12, Broad Hill Beach. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Good evening, Mr. Nash. Name and address, please.
Robert Nash, 634 Abbott Drive, Milford, Delaware.
And is this gentleman going to testify as well?
Yes, this is Wyatt Hammond.
Okay, name and address, please.
Wyatt Hammond, P.O. Box 898, Milford, Delaware 19963.
All right, and will you both swear or affirm that the testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
What you have before you, and I think everybody has copies of the plat that was submitted, is a request for various side yard variances and front yard variance. In the process of dealing with the Department of Natural Resources, they requested that we do a location on the house adjoining to the north, immediately to the north, and I have created some other plots that I would like to that actually show that house and its relationship to the proposed house of Mr. Hammond.
Is this a monolithic home?
Pardon me?
This is an unusual structure. Is it monolithic?
Yes. The situation occurred. Mr. Hammond bought this lot. It has an existing one-story frame dwelling on piling. Due to the fact that the pilings have deteriorated and because of considerations with the flood zone, Mr. Hammond came to the realization that he's going to have to put a new structure on this lot. The other one was irreparable. Consequently, he came up with this design, which is friendly for hurricanes, for one thing, because of the shape. It doesn't buffer the wind quite as badly. As far as the front yard setback, if you'll notice the plat that I just gave you, his house is sitting further back than the house to the north, and also the deck on the house to the north is also protruding further out toward Delaware Bay. He is currently, as I said before, dealing with Department of Natural Resources as far as the placement of the house, the placement of the holding tank. I think that you have in the file a letter from his immediate north neighbor whose house we did locate. Do you have that? A letter that was sent to you from
Miller.
Mr. and Mrs. Miller?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have that already.
All right. The Millers have lived in this immediate area for over 20 years, and they're, with the exception of one person, they have been living there longer than anybody in the immediate area. There were some prior variances granted for various setback issues on the other side of the 12-foot street. I'm not sure exactly. I just know from a little bit of research that there were some variances presented down there. The lot to the immediate south, which is an open lot, has no structures on it. My understanding from talking to the people at Department of Natural Resources, this will not be a buildable lot. Because there is no structure on it, the only reason that Mr. Hammond is having consideration from the Department of Natural Resources is because there's an existing dwelling that he's going to replace. And he is keeping this dwelling, as far as they're concerned, as far as beach preservation, he's keeping this dwelling well within the confines of what they consider. The setbacks are as a result of the house that's on there being so very small, and Mr. Hammond desires to build a house that he could eventually have as a permanent residence. And so consequently, he wanted to build a little bit bigger house. The outside line that you see around this irregular shaped house is the proposed roof overhang. I just wanted to illustrate that when we did the drawing so that you would get the whole picture from above. The darker line in the center is the actual structure of the house, and then there is a deck proposed. The deck that I have shown on the drawing is the largest deck on any floor. The decks are different sizes on different floors, but they never go any further around the house than what is there. The den rec requirement was that the existing dwelling placement not exceed any further seaward than the location of the deck on the existing dwelling. And again, the front setback, we're asking for an aggregate more or less setback because there are the other houses sitting further out than that one. And he is in the process of getting approval for his holding tank that you see on the plat. And that's all I have, and I think Mr. Hammond would like to speak on his behalf.
Thank you. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity to come before the board. I appreciate the process, and I appreciate all the regulations. My goal tonight is to ask for the variance because of complying with regulations. My lot is completely seaward of the den rec build line, and when I purchased the property, my intent was to keep that house in operation as a part-time residence and a part-time rental. My current residence is in Milford. I'm a lifelong Delaware resident and a business owner in Milford as well. What I had to do in order to comply with the den rec rules is look at complying with what's called a four-step process, and that's where I have to look at moving the structure as landward as possible on my 5,000 square foot lot. And with the structure that I wish to erect, the only way to do that is to get side yard setbacks and the front yard setback. The shape of the house is such that it will resist hurricanes. Not that we've had one, but you know, let's hope that we never do. But no wall section is greater than 8 feet, so the wind will whip around the house, not hit it and knock it down. I am, when I get through this process, I will be going through the den rec beach use permit. And at that time, one of the other requirements that they ask is that my square footage be no greater than the average square footage for the smallest subset of lots on my block. And that is why I worked to get the size that it is as far as the footprint goes. And like I said, I'm a business owner in Milford, and my intent is to reside here full time. My wife and I will each need an office in our home so that we can work those long evening hours that you have to when you own a business. And it will be a total of 3 stories high, complying with the height requirement of no greater than 42 feet. It will be measured from base flood elevation, which is we're in a VE 13 zone. So the only other thing that I can think of that may be questioned in the future about this is the way the house is positioned on the lot. And it's specifically positioned that way to accommodate the groundwater discharge unit of den rec for the septic system, and to allow for parking. At one time, my wife and I had looked at talking to some neighbors about opening up a paper road called Polk Avenue, and there was a lot of opposition to that, so we immediately backed off and said, no, we'll figure out our parking issue on our own. That's what we've done. That's why the house is the shape, size, and location that it is. And I've been planning this for over 2 years, and I live and breathe it, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions.
So where do you park on the beach?
No, there is enough room on the between the road and that point where it says 13.9 feet. On each side of that 13.9 feet, there will be a sufficient room to park a total of 2 vehicles.
the house that was, the existing house is only 1.9 feet from the right-of-way of that street. You can barely see it because it's grayscale under that, but the footprint is shown there.
So you're asking for less of an encroachment than exists?
Exactly.
Is this, so this isn't a geodesic?
No, it's not geodesic. It's panelized construction from a company called Deltek Homes in Asheville, North Carolina. They were highlighted two seasons ago on the final episode of Extreme Home Makeover to rebuild homes in the Katrina area.
I noticed the survey that is with the application is different than the survey that you give us this evening.
Yes, it is, because
that changed the variances.
Well, I only gave you that as evidence of the setbacks from the front. The only thing that changed, the survey that we submitted is the one that I intended.
And this one is the correct one?
Yes, this I just did to show you the orientation of the existing house, which Denrec required, and I just thought I'd go ahead and bring the drawings.
But this, the measurements to this, to the building lines are different.
On which?
For instance, it's 3.8. You're asking for a 6.2 variance, and this survey that you handed us this evening is 3.3 rather than 3.8. A couple of discrepancies on there.
Yeah, I did my lieutenant typo when the secretary did the application, I assume, because this is the base drawing, I think.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
There's two different, which is correct, this or this?
The one I gave you tonight is, that's got the correct set.
See, that's 3.8, it's 3.3. This is 6.1. This is, that's 6.1 there, but there's another one. 13.9, and this is 15.8.
And what does the application say?
The application is requesting a 6.2 variance there. And that would change it if that's, if these are different.
First, the survey that I submitted, I had an error in the, as you can imagine, in the building itself.
This one is the correct one?
Yes.
It has all the correct dimensions on it. When we were doing the, when I was trying to lay out that house from the architect's plans, architects and surveyors work on different number systems sometimes. We didn't have the same idea of what some of those angles were.
Okay. Are there any any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yeah, what would be the proper request for variance?
19.9 from the front instead of an 18, looks like. I'm doing the math now.
Okay.
And six, and it would be 6.7 instead of 6.2?
Yes. And then there was a 7.8, and now you're asking for.
The 2.2 is still the same.
It's still the same. Okay, so that's the same 7.8.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. 6.7 and 19.9.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the
right?
Same.
Yeah.
Okay.
One.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay, hearing no. Have you got her now? Right. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay. There's two. Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, will you please give it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Those that would like to speak, or if you have a spokesman for the group, would you please come forward at this time?
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm Jane Patchell from Tunnel and Razor, and I I represent six unit owners owning three properties, either within one block or two blocks of the subject property today.
Okay.
The first people that I represent are the lot immediately behind the property to the northwest. That's Dr. Shyla Hayden and Mary McLaughlin. I also represent Joseph and Leah Nadeau, which is the lot immediately to the rear, to the southwest of the subject property, and Dr. Richard German and Christopher Clements, which is one lot southwest of the subject property. I'm going to give you a plot plan that will have stars on it so that you can see which three of the properties there are.
Okay.
Thank you. We are opposing the request for the variance today. One of the main reasons is that the variance that's being requested is dramatic. We're talking about approximately, based on the new figures, around a 70% variance for the front foot, approximately a 78% variance for one side yard, and approximately a 67% variance for the second side yard. The reason for these variances are merely to build a property the size that the applicant wishes to build. There's nothing unique about this property that's different than any other property along Broadkill Beach. The width of the property is the same. If you look at the plot plan, you'll see the building line. This property actually has more of a building line than many of the adjoining properties. We went over to planning and zoning and searched, and not any of the properties that are built seaward of the building line have a variance to them. So we do not consider this to be unique to this lot. Every other lot that's adjacent there on Broadkill Beach has the exact same problem. Second problem that we're having is that obviously the necessity is not of his own making. It's not his fault that Delaware Bay rose. But Denmark has very stringent requirements for building seaward of the building line. One of their requirements, and Mr. Hammond already mentioned the four-step process, is that the building design must utilize the area to the side yard setbacks. They do not require a variance that the property be built within the side yard setbacks. So they're just saying go as far as you can go, but you don't need a variance to go any further. Their intent is not to have a larger property than what was built there prior. In fact, they would prefer not to have too much larger properties because of the damage that it causes to the beach with development, with the bay rising. we're also concerned that the proposed dwelling will essentially alter the character of the neighborhood. My clients have provided the Board of Adjustment with photographs, both of the existing property and the existing neighboring properties. As you can tell from the new construction rendering that was given to you, the proposed dwelling in no way complies with any of the existing properties there. The existing properties are small beach houses. None of them are contemporary. None of them are the size nor the design of the contemporary styling of this. The fact that it's in order to be granted for a variance, it must be the minimum necessary. I've already covered that. This is not the minimum necessary to rebuild a house in the location. It's merely what the applicant is requesting to build the house that he wants to build. It has nothing to do with the buildability of the lot. Therefore, we are requesting that this variance be denied because the applicant does not meet the four requirements, which are the standards for granting a variance in the location. I've also got some photographs from DenRec that I'd like to share with you, showing the subject property with storms in 1998, 2003, and 2008. One of the major concerns of the neighbors is the fact that every time there's a storm here, this property is completely underwater. Water goes up over the street, across the dune line in front of their properties. They're concerned about the debris. They're concerned about the fact the instability of the house. They realize that under DenRec guidelines, new houses are able to be built in the location, and they have no objection to a house being built. They have an objection to this house being built based on the size and the requirement that variances be issued. So these are from a nor'easter in 1998, another nor'easter in February of 2003, and the nor'easter from May of 2008. And the subject property is marked on here so that you can see how severely forward the water comes completely underneath the entire site.
Okay.
Ms. Patchell, are your clients, do they have any problem with the applicant rebuilding in the same footprint?
No. They do not have a problem with them rebuilding in the same footprint, with the exception of the deck that's cantilevered off the front towards the bay. That is a safety hazard. That has been a safety hazard. There's no pilings underneath there. Every time a storm comes, it basically flops in the storm because there's no pilings underneath it. It's a major safety concern for people at the low water mark when they try and walk on the beach. That deck is just hanging. DenRec would not prevent that or permit that to be rebuilt.
Do your clients also understand that they're at least on the front setback? The applicant is requesting less of an encroachment than exists?
They are aware of that. Okay. The property that was there before was a non-conforming. No variance was ever issued for that. As I said, there's no variance for any of them. So once a non-conforming property is torn down, that does not necessarily mean that the variance is automatically granted for that non-conformity that existed before. Once it's torn down, they should be meeting with the required setback requirements, unless they meet the four requirements for a variance, which we don't believe they meet.
But in order for them to build in the same footprint as existing home, that would enable them to encroach 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So they
DenRec no longer uses the same footprint requirement. If that's what you're speaking of, they use the four-step process now.
I asked you if your clients have any are opposed to them building in the same footprint as existing building. You said no.
Yeah, they're not totally opposed to it, but they would prefer, obviously, for them to comply with the variance setbacks that everybody else had to comply with when they built the houses in the area.
Okay.
Question for the applicant. I'm sorry. Are you finished?
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
What could you tell me the square footage of the old home?
Yes.
The existing?
The current house square footage is 1,040. The proposed is 1,138, less than 100 square feet.
1,138?
Yes.
Are there any other questions? Do you have any further questions?
No, sir.
Chairman, I would like to state that the office has received three letters in opposition to all three clients that she's represented.
You have those letters from those people?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sir, would you ever consider dropping your house down size-wise?
Beg your pardon?
Can you drop your house down size-wise?
Three. That one.
When I first started this process, I originally wanted to go with one round house, but I couldn't make that work on the lot without pushing out on that building setback line on the side yards. So what I had to do was work with, I'm going to give you a long answer, I'm sorry, but I had to work with the builder, Deltek Homes, to build a smaller round part and then a wing to get my living requirement needs. So in order to do that, I had to work within the confines of the lot. So to answer your question, it's not as simple as shaving off a couple of feet on one wall. These are pre-designed panels that are made in Asheville and then shipped and then put together on site. So to do what you're asking for me to consider would require a complete redo of three floors of the plan because the builder will not say you can cut off 2 feet from around the edge. There are certain size standards that they make, and that's it.
Do you want to consider doing that? I mean, stepping down sizes?
I tried. Right. Yeah, I'm very obsessive compulsive, and I drew a chart that showed every imaginal configuration, and I could not make anything else work for what I need. Pardon?
For what you need.
Yes.
Okay. You have any further questions? John?
was not necessarily represented by Ms. Patchell, so he, okay. He had his hand up earlier.
All right, sir.
Name and address?
Joseph Nadeau, 1104 South Bayshore Drive.
You swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Right, sir.
My question is the footprint of the house, he's saying, is what, 1,000, how many square feet?
1,040, sir.
I'm sorry?
1,040.
1,040. Yes, well, what's the square footage of
that's
the entire house?
That's the old one now. You talk about the old one?
The old one.
Yes, yeah. 1,040 feet is the old one.
And the new one he's proposing is 3,000 and some?
No, 1,138.
That's just one floor, though. He's proposing three floors. It's going to be over 3,000 square feet.
Okay. The rules are, hold on. You direct your questions to us, and we'll ask you when we're ready.
Okay.
So my question is, what is the total square footage of the house?
Okay. We'll ask him, is that your only question, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the total of your total square foot of your new home?
You have to do the math, sorry.
Well, originally what you told us was just the footprint.
That was the question on the record, yes.
Okay.
I believe I asked the square footage of the existing home and the square footage of
the new home.
Proposed.
Approximately 3,400 square feet for the total of the three floors, but the footprint is only 1,138.
All right, the existing dwelling is single story?
Yes.
1,040 square feet.
1,040.
Okay.
And does that space, is that only living space, not to include decks?
The decks are all on the exterior, and you can't count those for DENREC rules, which is what I'm going by.
We're not talking about DENREC. My question is, the figure you gave us, 3,400 square feet, that is living space and does not include the decks?
That's correct.
Okay.
Okay.
And 1,040, that was all living space you had on your old place?
Yes.
Okay.
It was only on one floor.
You jumped up pretty...
Well, the way I understand the county rules are that you're allowed a maximum of 42 feet measured from base flood elevation for coastal properties. So, yes, what I'm talking about is less than 100 square feet more for the footprint over my existing home. However, two additional floors of living space.
Okay. All right. Yes, sir. If there's anyone else that would like to speak, remember that one more time. Anybody else would like to speak in opposition, please come forward. If so, if not, this will be the last gentleman. Okay, I asked several times, so please do so.
Name and address.
Dr. Richard Jarman, 1106 South Bayshore Drive in Miltonville.
You swear or affirm testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I live posterior and adjacent to the proposed property. I'm also a physician, and one of my major concerns is the public welfare of those that share the beach. It's important that you know that they have holding tanks. You have the pictures. Last year, a year ago, all those homes in front of the building line lost their septic system. You can imagine what that does to the bay and where that refuse goes. This is my family that lives here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a major concern to me. We've given you pictures on what happens. Even the smallest storm that we had just the last couple days, this home is completely underwater. I understand that you don't deal with septic systems here, but you do deal with the public welfare of those that share this beach. The house of 3,400 square feet is a huge holding tank. That puts us at all at risk here. And I ask you to consider that today when you're talking about these variances. Thank you.
Sorry, I got a question. You live right behind it?
I do. I live on the other side of the building line.
Do you have a holding tank too?
I do not. I have a septic system.
Septic system.
Yes.
You have any problems with that?
None at all.
None at all.
I don't get any water. I'm well on the other side.
Everybody on the other side with holding tanks, they do have problems.
All the houses 2 years ago during the May nor'easter that we had, Mother's Day nor'easter, which was very bad, they all lost, all three homes in front of the building line, lost their septic system. Denrick only granted them a holding tank, and that's all that that they're requesting today is a holding tank. So no one could put a septic system in there anymore, I assume, to protect us and the beach. But these are small cottages, and these are small septic, these are small holding tanks. This would be huge. So that puts us at risk, and it puts the bay at risk and the nature and the animals that are there, as well as those of us who live on this beach. I live right behind them. I watched their septic system be washed away during that storm. So I feel
that
very...
That wasn't a holding tank.
No, that was a septic system.
Septic system. The holding tanks are much stronger and shouldn't be affected by storms, I wouldn't think.
Well, this would be a very large one, and this is this will be completely underwater, even the smallest amount of water.
By 20.
I'm sorry?
It's 12 by 20.
I think so. I hope you give some consideration to that.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
May I?
I have another question to ask him, too.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a very good question about the septic holding tank, and I'm glad it came up tonight because my holding tank will be the same size as two other holding tanks that were installed last year, and it will be the 12 by 20. It will only be a 2,800-gallon tank, so it's not any larger, even though my structure is larger. The holding tank is going to be the same size, and the only I believe that it's just going to be me and my wife that are going to be living there full-time, so it won't be filled up every week or 2 weeks. It will be more like every 4 to 6 weeks.
How deep is the holding tank?
I believe they're 6 feet deep. I believe, yes. Oh, yeah, thank you. The issue with them washing out to bay, you know, that was an issue, and it was very disgusting, and Denrec now requires holding tanks that are encased in sheet piling. I believe sheet piles are driven to a depth of 20 feet, and the holding tank is placed inside of that hole, if you will, and then backfilled with concrete. So my understanding is that Denrec, both departments, beach use and on-site wastewater, require that to keep the holding tank from washing out.
I have one quick question. Are there any other homes in the area that are three stories?
Yes. Three full stories. I believe that they are not on the beach, but if you drive down Bayshore, I believe you will find full three stories. And I'm not sure, but I believe one of the houses behind me, one of the new structures built by Culture Construction, may be two floors with like a little enclosed widow's walk. I've never been in it, so I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Gentlemen, that's it. Okay, now we got three letters. Again.
Four letters in opposition.
Four letters again in opposition. That was three of us are the people that was here tonight, though. Great. Thank you. Okay, that's the end of the opposition. Chair will entertain a motion.
I'm at the table, case number 10,182. Get a chance to look at that in the neighborhood and everything.
To our next regular meeting, which is only a week.
I would suggest the October meeting.
October 5th meeting?
Yes. It's only a week.
Right, so we'll make that to 10-5. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 10,482 until our first meeting in October, which will be the 5th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Board will stand recess. Case, please.
Case number 10,483, David A. Bram.